It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Residents of a North Brooklyn public housing development hope their public criticism about what they call the slow violence of industrial pollution will make a difference. The group of Black elders and renters at the Cooper Park development say they're disproportionately suffering negative health consequences. They blame years of living near industrial areas serving as throughways for fossil fuels. Adam Mahoney reports for the Black-led nonprofit news organization, Capital B. He wrote about the residents recently for the news outlet, The City. Adam, welcome to Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me.
Adam, tell us about Cooper Park. Where is it and who are the residents organizing there?
Yeah, Cooper Park is a historically Black subsidized public housing complex located in one of the city's fastest gentrifying areas in North Brooklyn between Greenpoint and East Williamsburg. It's, like you said, bordered by dozens of industrial sites, warehouses, scrapyards, and landfills, and most notably, an 120-acre natural gas plant operated by UK-based utility company National Grid. It's also on the top of two different Superfund sites, which is a designation by the federal government given to the country's most toxic and contaminated areas. In terms of Cooper Park, it's on top of the largest inland oil spill in U.S. history, a relic from the early and mid-1900s. And the residents living there, some of them since it was first erected in the 1950s, like Elisha Fye, who is quoted in my story, have lived through, you know, this inescapable reality of high industrial pollution since childhood, most of them not even knowing that the place where they were laying their heads every night was on top of one of the most toxic sites in the country.
Adam, you spoke to Elisha Fye. Let's hear what he has to say.
We used to convert the baby carriages and make crash mobiles and go down this cobblestone. We was the true little rascals, you know what I'm saying? And go down this cobblestone hill, you know? But not knowing that we was playing, you know, in toxic waste.
Adam, you say that residents in this neighborhood have much higher than expected cancer rates and rates of asthma, especially compared with whiter, richer neighborhoods. What do residents say about that?
Yeah, the impact of pollution on the community is definitely palpable. Nearly one third of residents report having poor health on a regular basis, in addition to the community having a lung cancer rate that is twice what is expected by the New York Department of Health. Elisha, who doesn't even smoke, depends on an oxygen tank for most of the year to breathe. And his family members, who also grew up in the complex, have numerous respiratory problems and have seen a history of congenital disabilities. And many residents contribute this directly, you know, to the massive industrial actors in their backyard, namely a now defunct neighboring oil refinery and the National Grid gas plant next door.
Adam, what have residents done to fight back against this?
Yeah, residents, many of the Black residents there have had a long history of community organizing dating back to the 1960s and 1970s. And while most of that organizing in the beginning started around access to jobs and healthcare, in recent years, because of these environmental issues, they've banded together with local environmental justice organizations in an attempt to stop National Grid's expansion. So, you know, we've seen dozens of residents participate in protests, residents like Elisha speak up at community hearing meetings, and a group of residents have even signed on to a civil lawsuit against the company, claiming that the plant's proposal will have disproportionate impacts against Brooklyn's Black and Latino neighborhoods. And because of that lawsuit, the federal government has even launched two different civil rights investigations into the expansion.
Adam, do you find any irony in any of this?
Definitely. I mean, over the last few years, we've all heard from the Biden administration and even fossil fuel companies that our dependency on and production of fossil fuels are diminishing, right? But in reality, especially in Black communities, it's quite the opposite. The fossil fuel industry has found a way to extend its hold on American life through the expansion of national gas projects like the one in Cooper Park's backyard. National gas is supposedly a cleaner fossil fuel, which is being used as a bridge energy source between coal and renewable energy. But across the country, these projects are actually sharply outpacing the phasing out of coal and oil projects. So while the individual projects might be cleaner, they're adding up to a lot more pollution than before. It's a huge reason why emissions in the country have actually risen by something like 6% over the last year.
And the residents of Cooper Park are certainly not unique in New York City and certainly not across the country either when it comes to these kinds of issues. Isn't that right?
Yeah, sadly, they're not unique at all, especially for low-income residents. You know, there are at least two other subsidized housing complexes located near Superfund toxic sites in the city and across the country. Actually, nearly 70% of all Superfund sites are located within a mile of public housing. And we've seen that Black folks are disproportionately impacted by this because they make up nearly 50% of residents living in public housing across the country.
There's another development right now that the residents are fighting. What is it and why are they fighting it?
Yeah, so as mentioned before, Cooper Park residents are in the middle of a years-long battle against National Grid, which has proposed a twofold expansion. So one piece of that expansion is a 7-mile-long methane gas pipeline that is nearly completed. The pipeline actually carves through multiple historically Black neighborhoods in Brooklyn, bypassing most of the borough's majority white neighborhoods before it ends directly at Cooper Park's doorstep. And the second, which is in is the construction of two new tanks which hold natural gas, expected to be completed next year if approved. Residents believe that these additions only add to the several environmental injustices that we've outlined in the area. Gas pipelines and plants are known to leak methane into the air, a highly combustible gas that not only accelerates climate change, but also ramps up the possibility of soil contamination and even explosions in the area.
Who has the power to stop this, if that's even possible?
Yeah, so there are three levels of approval that the project needs, one being the state's Public Service Commission, secondly, the Department of Environmental Conservation, and then all the way at the top, the governor's office will have final approval.
Adam Mahoney is a reporter for Capital B. Adam, thank you so much for this.
Thanks for having me. It was great.